Hurricane Sally did not make landfall on Tuesday morning as forecasters initially thought it would, and the reason could make the storm's effects worse in some ways. As it approached the U.S. Gulf Coast, Sally slowed down a lot. As of Tuesday afternoon, it was still in the Gulf, moving toward land at 2 miles per hour. That's slower than most people walk. The good news is that it didn't get stronger before its expected landfall on Wednesday. Sally was still a Category 1 hurricane when we produced this show, with sustained wind speeds of 80 miles per hour. The bad news is that its incredibly slow pace could mean it dumps more rain on the places it hits. And it appeared Tuesday like it was headed for the state line between Mississippi and Alabama, though forecasters still weren't sure where the hurricane's exact landfall would be. The governors of Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi had requested emergency government help as Sally approached. Between 10 and 30 inches of rain are possible between Mississippi and the Florida Panhandle, and the area was on the lookout for tornadoes as well. This is in addition to the dangerous winds and potential storm surge, the seawater blown inland by the approaching Hurricane Sally.